Hello and welcome to the Frequencies Podcast, Episode 5. My name is Michael J. Johnson. I'm your host. I want to start out just by apologizing for an almost month-long hiatus. A lot of stuff happening. Had a little vacation. Had some big gigs. Joined a new group. The month just ended up getting away from me. I will try not to let that much time go by between episodes. I was a little bit disappointed in myself because I had gotten into a rhythm of one per week, and then I lost it. It's the end of summer here in Boston. Fall is just around the corner. Weather's starting to get a little cooler. Leaves haven't started turning yet, but I'm sure that's going to happen soon. I'm excited. If you know me, you know I love fall. I love Halloween especially. And of course, also with fall comes the new TV season. And there's not a whole lot of new stuff I'm necessarily looking forward to. It is a little bit bittersweet that we're starting a new fall season where Community will not be returning. So a little sad about that. But some of my returning shows will be starting soon. Looking forward to the return of Flash and Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Of course, Sleepy Hollow, iZombie, The Walking Dead, and The Blacklist, of course. Of course, we got a new season of Doctor Who. First episode already came out and was a nail-biter with a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end, so I'm excited about that. There are a few new series coming out, though, that I'm excited about. The new Supergirl looks like it's going to be good. I'm sort of on the fence about the new Minority Report spinoff. Checked out a preview of Limitless. That looks sort of interesting. I'll definitely give Blindspot and Quantico a shot. Of course, the new Muppets. Can't miss that one. And Scream Queens. And finally, I've been rewatching the good season, the first season of the series Heroes, to get myself psyched up for Heroes Reborn. And hopefully that will once again live up to the promise of that first season. We all know it kind of went downhill after that. Another new one, too, is Dr. Ken, starring Ken Jeong of Community fame, at least for me. I know he's been in a lot of other stuff, The Hangover. I'll see anything he's in. He's hilarious. And in a way, it's interesting with him because he'll be playing a doctor, which was his career before he became an actor. Of course, later on in the fall, and I think I've talked about this once or twice, but looking forward to the Netflix AKA Jessica Jones, which looks like it's coming out on November 20th. It's a little later than I'd hoped for, but something to look forward to. Crossing my fingers that it'll be the same level of quality as their Daredevil series. In terms of movies, I'm definitely going to check out The Martian. I don't have a whole lot of expectations as to whether it's good or not. Other than that, I don't think I'm too psyched for much until the next Star Wars installment, which comes out the end of this year. That's the one I'm really waiting for. Musically, I haven't heard of anything big on the horizon. However, I am interested in the fact that Led Zeppelin is actually now working on an album, something they swore they never were going to do. And they've got Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son, on drums. So this is really sort of a hell freezes over thing because, like I said, they were pretty adamant that it was never going to happen. And now it looks like it's going to happen, an album and a tour. Of course, that could always change. I'm going to get a little bit meta here for a minute. Something that was actually pretty exciting to me as a longtime fan of Marc Maron and a longtime fan of his WTF podcast. Today, he released his hour-long interview with Keith Richards. Now, if you've listened to Maron for a while, you'll know that this was kind of the holy grail for him. You know, a lot of people have talked about his interview of Obama as being pretty big, and that definitely was big in terms of an overall cultural moment and sort of cementing Marc Maron's relevance in the culture as a personality, unlike anything else really has, you know. But for him, Keith Richards was his hero most of his life. Not that Maron ever wanted to be a professional musician, although he does play guitar. But he just loved the Stones from, you know, a fairly young age and loved Keith Richards as a guitarist, loved Keith Richards as a personality, loved his outlaw persona. And I think, you know, back in the years when he was drinking and doing drugs, he kind of tried to emulate him in a lifestyle way. He's had about the same number of years of sobriety as I have. I'm in my 16th year. For me, this was a great interview because, you know, a lot of the interviews of Keith Richards, they won't really delve too much into the thing that really drives him, which if you've read Keith Richards' book, you'll realize that the guy is just, he's a musician. That's what he is through and through. A lot of non-musicians look at him and they see the other parts of his persona, like the outlaw and the drug user and that sort of thing, and they think that's what he's about. But that's never really what he's been about. He's just always been about the music. He was a fervent disciple of the blues, and as a guitarist, he's taken that even further. Now uses a non-standard tuning and often plays a five-string guitar because some of his blues idols used those tunings. He felt like just the standard six-string tuning was just sort of boring to him, and he didn't feel like he was going anywhere with it. And this is all stuff you can get from his book, but Maren really pulls some more of that out of him, which is just fascinating. For me as a guitarist, this was probably one of the best interviews he's done in a while. That's the great thing about Maren's podcast is, sure, he's a comedian, and when his podcast first started out, a lot of the people he was talking to were other comics. As his stature began to rise, he started attracting other people, and that's when he really started attracting some musicians. Some of his interviews with musicians have been some of the best interviews of musicians I've ever heard. And I always love it when he brings in a guitarist because he knows the right questions to ask. He's got enough of an understanding and love of the guitar that he can kind of bring out things that are interesting to other guitarists such as myself. If you've never listened to the WTF podcast, and especially if you're a musician or you're interested in the Stones, I would definitely try to get that episode. That's the one that came out today, Monday, September 21st, 2015. It's definitely worth a listen. Now, I should also say, I was never a Stones fan when I was a kid. I was always more of a Beatles fan. But then when I really started playing guitar, my two biggest influences on the guitar were Joe Perry of Aerosmith and Joe Walsh. And I gotta believe that both of those guys were influenced by Keith Richards. They were definitely influenced by the same people who influenced Keith Richards. But, you know, I never took him seriously when I was younger because I sort of saw him just as the, you know, the outlaw and the drug user and that sort of thing. Not until really when I read his book a couple years ago did I realize that, you know, what a musician through and through this guy really is. It's been great to find that out about him and to see his background. And then I really notice it when I hear him in interviews. I mean, he talks like I would if I was in an interview. Everything is about the music, and I can tell that he's got sort of the same sensibility as I do and the same work ethic as a musician that I do. And it's just so cool to see someone like that who's such a big superstar. And when you boil right down to it, he's just a musician. He's just like me and a lot of the people I know. Once again, I just can't say enough good things about this interview, so definitely check it out. If you know anything about me, you know that I was a little bit of a late bloomer. Probably a lot of different reasons for that. I have some ADHD that was undiagnosed until much later in my life, which really means that I went all the way through a doctorate in music with ADHD. And other things. Had a really bad drinking problem when I was younger. When you're in the entertainment business, you know, especially rock and roll, popular music, there's sort of a fixed window of time that if you don't get in during that time, the chances of you getting in get slimmer and slimmer. And so that's kind of what I was up against. You know, by the time I was really ready to really hit it hard as an artist, I was already 30 years old. That's how long it took me to get my act together in terms of writing some good songs, and I hadn't really gotten serious about my guitar chops till after I got in college. I just, for some reason, I was just sort of skated along on my ear and my natural talent up until I got almost to the end of my college time, and then realized didn't really have the chops I really needed to do what I wanted to do. And so I spent some time practicing and got my guitar playing up to snuff. But as I said, you know, it got a little bit harder to break in by that point. I kind of switched gears and kept following the academic track and did the master's and the doctorate. And that's kind of where things went for me, and just thought that my lot in life was to be a teacher and help mentor other young musicians and hope that I could get them going without making some of the same mistakes that I made. Actually have done that for quite a few years. But I'm finding, surprisingly, that it's never completely too late. And I've been having some modest success with some of my original music. And recently I joined a vocal group, which was something I had wanted to do many, many years ago. Just had my first concert with them a couple of days ago. This is a quartet. Went very well. So I just kind of wanted to use this couple of minutes to just encourage people, don't give up on those dreams, even if you feel like you've gotten a little too old. And don't forget that we are kind of an aging society anyway. You know, I don't know why the record labels and the movie and television industry is still a little bit obsessed with youth, especially now that millennials won't even buy things. The people that you're wanting your artists to put products out for aren't even willing to pay for them. But that's another subject altogether. Recently, some good things have been happening for me, and I guess the lesson here is it's never too late. So thanks for listening. I'll try to get it back to a regular schedule here. Thanks for listening, and I hope everyone's enjoying the beginning of their fall season. If you're a student, hope your classes are going well. If you're a teacher, also hope your classes are going well. If you're a parent, hope your child's classes are going well. My website, michaeljjohnsonmusic.com. I'm posting the show notes in my blog, so you'll see a blog entry for each episode. And you can even leave a comment there if you'd like. You can find me at Twitter, at Mike J. Johnson, soundcloud.com/Michael J. Johnson. Thanks for listening.